that Shan Yoima have a right to say Odom Tor Nichnas L'Shom Benotlo. There is a new svara that an Odom Tor went in there and took it. That since the Shchiach, the people that come, they have Das. So if I say that's more Shchiach, that a person took it off and didn't fall by itself. Abahochi over here, Nami, here also, let's say, by this Kupa, name should I say, Oirev Osa Vishodo, maybe you're also. Why don't I say that maybe a raven came and took the shells from one thing to the other corner? So maybe Taka was moved. So why don't I say here also then? Rashi says, Shani Yomashi Abu Bakupa, Hanim Sashas Latoicha, Vishas Mitsiyasa Tsimei, you find the sherbets on one side, in the basket, so therefore, it was in the basket on the left side. So Mastama, it was in the basket on the right side also. So that's the difference. Over there, where a man came and took it off, we say it didn't touch the begging. But over here, who moved the sherbets? Nobody moved the sherbets. A man doesn't come pick up a sherbets. So it must be the reason why the sherbets is in the basket on the left side of the room is because when the basket was on the right side of the room, the sherbets was in there. So that's why here it's worse. Here we are, master to move mokum and mokum. So Marius, no. Hokinam, yes, why don't I say? Name of the shoulder. No, maybe when the basket was on the right side, there was no sherbets in it. Only now, when it's on the left side, a raven came and threw it in there. So again, we should say it's about the Torah, it should be a kashan of Yechanan. Smurah says, no. Odom de bekavon amrinat, a person that has das, we say, comes in and takes it out, that we say. But oirev, a bird, to say, came and moved it around, the shleh bekavon, he has no kavon, a bird, leyamrinat, that I do not say, leyamrinat. So therefore, by the bird taka, I do not say he came in. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said that since we found the sherets in the basket now, even though it's on the left side now, but how did it get there? But probably was in the basket from before on the right side. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says the chumrah, at least in the suffix, that we do have a suffix that said the sherets was there before, and therefore it's come there before. Yeah. Versus Michti, let's see. Hai kiko l'chura, suffix tumah rishosa yachidu. And the klal is because sofek tumah v'shusha yochid sveke tamei takasha. This bread, what happened here? First it was on top of a shelf, and now we find it on the floor. So we have a doubt: did it fall off the shelf and then for sure it touched this tamei dekabegid, or did somebody take it off the shelf and put it down on the floor? So it's a sofek, and it's in your house v'shusha yochid. So usually the klal sofek tumah v'shusha yochid is tamei. So Mor says no. Here the teretz is mishum dehevei dover shein bodas v'shul. Because let's see, this bread itself is somebody you can't talk to. You can't talk to the bread. It's like ein bodas lishoil. Therefore, the klal is the chol dover shein bodas lishoil. Then vein b'shus rab meim b'shus yochid svekei tor. That this halacha we do not learn out from Saita. We learn out from Saita any sofik tumah b'shus yochid is tamei. But it has to be like a Saita, like an isha, that you could ask if she had this nus or not. It has to be somebody has das. But here, if the question is upon this piece of bread, if it's tummy or not, since the bread has no das, we do not learn it out from Saita. Therefore, then the klal should be, that any time you have a suffix tumor on it, we say, leave it the cheskoslein. And since the bread has a cheskos tari before it was tor, so in our suffix we say it's still tor. If you learn out suffix from Saita, Saita will learn out that even though there's a chazokam, we don't use chazokam, the mokam suffix tumor, which is a yachid. That's his new klal, since it's ain't bodasli shoyl, you don't learn it out from Saita, therefore it remains Torah. The boy said, another terrors could be like this. The boy is saying, Mahochma de Tumad Rabbonin. Here we're only talking about a Tumad Rabbonin. Rashi says, Kagoin Hanach Mailus de Chumma Bekredish, Big Day Prushin Medris. They were not really talking about this Deged belonged to a Zad, was really talking about the Raisa. Could be it was the Deged of a regular person. Just Midi Rabbonin, though, the Rabbonin made chumras over there to say that the Big Day Prushin is also made has a din of Tumma. So since this beggar on the floor is only Tumma Midi Rabbonin, here I have the right to say, even though it's a Sofer Tumma Rishos HaYochid, still I go Lekulu to say that it's Torah. And they can then bring a proof of this. The Tony it says Madaf. It says Lashon of Allah Nidof. Rashi says, Dobra Kala means something light. His Ochinami means to say Tumma Kala. We're talking about a simple tumma, not a tumma d'iraisa. So it could be over here that really type it is a suffer tumma v'shus yachid. According to this terrace, you don't have to come onto the new yisoid of Dover Shem Badaf Lishoyim, but even if it would be Dover Lishoyim, still, since it's a suffer tumma midirabonin, then we don't learn out from Saita. Then we say rather, since it's a suffer tumma, and the bread itself has a cheskas tari full of tor, we say it's still tor. Now it says in the Mishnah, V'chom moimrim loike divrei zeh. The Chumash say in the Mishnah, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Shammai said, when Isha sees Dam now, she's only Tomei from now on, nothing before. Hillel says no, that if she sees Dam now, it's all the Tyra she touched the last week, or it could even be a week, until the last time she knows she checked herself, she remains Tomei all the way back before. The Chumash said, no, you only go back in the Ace Lies. But the Tomei Rabbanon like this. The Chumash and the Chumash say, like Kedivri Zev, like Kedivri Zev. It means to say, like Kedivri, not like Shammai. Shlayosa siyag the dvorv. Shammai did not make any chumas at all, any siyagim, that's not right. And v'loy kedivri Hillel, shifra sami does not like Hillel, he went too far. Hillel went overboard like that he said you told me all the way back, even for a week, until the last time you made a bedika. El around the cloud, the chum said like this. Me'eis li'eis me'me'etes a'yad me'pkid l'pkida. Meaning that if the last time you made a bedika was a few days ago, so it doesn't go back more than 24 hours. You only told me backwards 24 hours. And the opposite way. Let's say you did make a bedikah within the last 24 hours, so then you only tome backwards until the last bedikah you made. So it can never be more than 24 hours, but it could be less, depending upon when the last time you made your bedikah. If you made a bedikah 3 hours ago, and you signed yourself to be torn, and now you sit down 3 hours later, so you only tome backwards 3 hours and not more. Smara says, Miyes leis ometas edem kidlokida. Kate, what does that mean to say? Let's say she made a bedikah on Sunday. At that time she found she was Torah, she didn't have any dam. For Yoshua, Shane, Yushlisha, Lebotka. Went by second day, third day, and she didn't make any bedikahs. On Wednesday, Botka, she made a bedikah. On the fourth day, Revi, on the fourth day, she found herself to be Tamei. So now, Einomer, I do not say that she's Tamei all these last 3 days. All the way back since the last bedikah she made. No, El the klal is meis leis. That's all. She's only told me 24 hours, not more. So you have to understand why. Manashach. Once you're afraid that maybe the dam came out before already, so why don't we say it goes all the way back until you know for sure you were torn? So soon see why. But the Chumash said does not go back more than 24 hours. Now mekid lepkido, but metas layad meis leis also goes less than meis leis. Case of how is this the case? Like this. She checked herself, the first hour in the day. The second and third hour, she didn't check herself. The fourth hour of the day, she checked herself. She found out that she's Tommy now, the fourth hour of the day. I do not say that she's Tommy now, 24 hours before, meaning to say any tyrus that she touched, if she touched Truma then or Kutchim. That truma is tamei. I don't say that. El the radio, it only goes back mipkid lipkida. That's all. It only goes back to the last bedikah she made. But since she checked herself the first hour of the day, she's not tamei more than the first hour. So Moshe says, "Who is pshita? The chorkivon the botka atzma b'shor rishayin the matzah tayra lematimin the lom yes leis." Who that's pshita? What do you have to tell me that for? Like if she made a bedikah 3 hours ago, she saw she was tall, so pshita we can't make her to be tamei before that. So what do you tell him? The chor pshita. Smurah says, no, Ari is true, but I did the Tony, since the Mishnah has to say, Meis Leis, is Mameta Sadeh Mekid Lubkida, that's the Kiddush, that even though the last Bdika was 3 days ago, she does not go back more than 24 hours, and so I'll tell you, Tona Nami, the Mishnah says already, Mekid Lubkida, that Mameta is Ayad Meis, it tells you this Kiddush also already, even though it's Pashim, that if she made a Bdika in the morning, then she sees in the afternoon, she says, Tuma does not go back more than the morning. But really, that's Pashim. Shagmar says, oh, my rabbi says, my tamayu, the rabbonim. What's the reason of the rabbonim? Like, how do they get this 24-hour period? The manashuch. Let it go back to the last time she made a badika. Bachur like Hillel says. You either hold like Shammai like Hillel. How do you have this in-between stage of only 24 hours? It's more so like this. The rabbonim say, really, Isha mageshus biyatzma. They also agree that an Isha really feels herself. That when the dam comes out, she really is maga, she feels it. And therefore, since she didn't feel it, we don't say she's done it before, really. So Omalei Abayis, Abayis is back in Cain, if so, Teidai Shosol, L'chur, that's Shammai Svara, that we say she's not coming backwards, because since she feels Dam coming out, and she only felt the Dam coming out now, but that's it. We only say she's coming now, not before, so what kind of Svara is this? How could Rabbana say it goes back even 24 hours? Svara says true, the Rabbah, that Rabbah said this Svara, L'chadudi Le'abai Yudaboy, he only went to check out the Abayis to see how smart he was, and to see if he'll answer him back or not. The Rabbah did not really mean it. He only meant to smarten, like to sharpen up Abaye. Say El Salim Murias Ella my Tamayad Rabban, what's really the reason of the Rabbanim? Ella my Tamayad Rabban, what's the Rabbanim's reason that they say this Tumah when she sees Dam now it only goes back 24 hours? So Moran says Ki ho di Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel that Chachomim Tiknu Lehem Lebnois Yisrael, the Chomim that's called by Bnois Yisrael. She Yoboit Goit Atzmon Shachris V'Yarvis. The Nisha, at least the times of the Gemara, when they had a Tyrus around, they had to make a bdika every morning and every night. Even when they're Torah, they have to make a bdika every morning and every night. What's the reason? Shachar, what do they have to make a bdika for? Check themselves every morning? Lahashia Tyrus Shalayla. And let's say she touched Truma over the nighttime. Now, if she's not going to check herself in the morning, maybe later in the daytime she's going to see him become Tamei. And then we'll have to say even what she touched last night is also Tamei. In order to make sure that what she touched last night remains Torah, we tell her, make a bedikah now in the morning. So you find yourself to be Torah, that's it. We're not going to be machzor tumah before this. And the same thing, the arvus. At night, so we tell her also to make a bedikah every night. Is lahas shetara shayen, that if she touched Tyrus Truman in the middle of the day, so we do not want it later to become Tomei. So we say, check yourself out now to make sure that even though you touched before, it's still Torah. Now, the zoo, this lady, since she did not make a bedika, we're talking about now, May's late, 24 hours went by, she didn't make a bedika. If so, has she the oina? The Rabbanu made like the Knas, he had to say that she has to go back another oina, another 12 hours. So Mora says, my oina, what do you mean my oina? Oina is always a period of time, a 12 hour period. There's only like two oinas in the daytime. An oina means like a period of time, it's either day or night. So Guru, here we're saying you're coming back 24 hours. That he gets your period of an oina, which is only like 12 hours, it's not 24 hours. So Gemara says, what I meant to say was like this. What he meant to say was, my oina oina yisarit, means the Rabbanah made a knas here, one extra period of time they made it. Like this lady did not make any bedikas this whole day. So therefore, when she sees herself to be tamei, let's say at night, so pshita, like any other lady, the whole day is tamei. But yes, since she did not make a bdika in the morning even, Rabbanah made a knas on her to say all the Tyrus she touched is even tamei through the night time also. That's a chumah the Rabbanah here to retire 24 hours. That's the way it works. Really, it should only be like 12 hours, but since she didn't do what she was supposed to do, to make the bdika, they made a gzerum even 24 hours, even another 12 hours. Only yisera. All my labor of Papa Rosa, Papa is about to rubble. I was in them sometimes, mishtaka, sometimes you can find over here, Mishtakach, Lugimel Oinos. It sometimes come out to be three Oinos here, the nice lace. In this 24 hours, it could come out to be three Oinos it could be. Like, let's say, 24, let's see, you see now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So 24 hours is going to go back to be Tomei, yesterday 3 o'clock. So by doing that, you're going through the daytime, going through the nighttime, yesterday also. So that's more than an extra oina. It's like sometimes you're going into three oinas, and you're saying you only make an exera on one oina. So my answer is, the zimla mishkach of oinas, a gimla oinas of meis leis, hishra chomi the same. And after that's a cloud, the bottom made a plug here. The bottom made a straight time. Shle techta the meis leis. It shouldn't make any differences in meis leis. And therefore, it's never less than lace, there's never more than lace lace. That's the way Plug Rabbanah made, but started out to go back another 12 hours. So even though sometimes going back a full day goes into three oinas, but they made a way Plug here. And whenever she sees now, with Rabbanah, she's coming back 24 hours. He boy said, another Terence could be like this. Shelo yehei choyte niska, we don't want a choyte to be niska. Because we don't want it to gain on the deal. That's why we have to go back. We can't say that since she didn't make the bedikis, so in this case, it's in the afternoon, it goes back three oinas, we'll make a less that we don't want to. So we always have to go back 24 hours, that we don't want Elisha that didn't do something right, should gain on the deal. Rashi says, the one that did a chet gained on the deal. Since she waited till the afternoon, she should gain on the deal. So if that's smart to say no, we always let her, she always has to be tummy 24 hours. She can't gain on the deal. Samara says,
My benayu. What's the difference between the two reasons? My benayu. Ikebenayu diyasnis of lebodka. Let's say she didn't make a bdika. She wasn't honest. It wasn't her fault. So therefore, the svar of lo yechayt and niska doesn't apply here. It's not her fault. An oinus happened. She just couldn't make the bdika. So therefore, she would not be tomei more than just two oinus. But if you tell me the svar is from loy plug, then even though it wasn't her fault that she couldn't make the bdika, still the rabbanan always make a loy plug. The rabbanan always say that we're always matama backwards 24 hours. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, kol isha sheyesh lo vesis. Any isha that has a vest, so she's dayashosa. If she's done, it does not go back to mafraya. So what's the name of, let's say, masnisin rabdaisa? Mishnah goes according to rabdaisa. And v'loy rabbanan, not rabbanan shita. The tani would learn like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, Mishnah we have later. Reb Lezer Weimer is a Bryce, really. Reb Lezer Weimer, Arba Noshim Dayan Shosim. There are four ladies that when they see Dam, even according to Hillel, they're Tor Lomafreya. It's only from now onwards. Ibisula means a young girl means I never saw yet. And the story is because since she never saw, she's like Mesul Dam. She doesn't have Dam in her yet. So therefore, the first time she sees, we say it first came now and not before. Mubaris, a pregnant lady, also the same thing. A pregnant lady usually doesn't see dam. So if she does see, it only came now and not from before. Same thing, Manika. If she's nursing, same thing. A Manika usually doesn't see dam. So even if she does see dam, we say it first came now. Uzikane, an older lady, also usually doesn't see anymore. So now if she does see, we say the dam first came now and not from before. Rabbi Doisa Waymano, Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Vestos, any Isha that has a vest, that saw dam three times at the same time, Daesh also. And that's it. When she sees that time, we say she's only coming from then on and not from before. And we say, because since that's the time she's supposed to see, so we say, Oirich Bezman Bo, like the guest came at that time. Tzmora says, so, Luchura, it's only Reb Doisa says the Tzmora, Isha Shiesh Lovesis. Mashma the Chum argue in Reb Doisa, they say, no, even though Isha has a Vesis, still, when she sees them, the Tum will go back to Mafreya. Tzmora, Mishnah is only like Reb Doisa, not like the Chachomim. Tzmora says, no. It could be a fidel tamer rabbanon. If you want to say mishnah according to rabbanon, a fidel tamer rabbanon. Maybe it's like this. At kan loy pligi rabbanon led rab dois. When is rabbanon arguing rab dois? Elo shloy b'shas vesta. Means an ish that has a vest. Means last 3 months she saw the third day of the month. So now, if she sees not on the third day, she sees a different day of the month. So that's where the chum arguing rab dois and say that she saw a different time. So we could be the dam came out before. And then she's talking to Mafreya. Alva v'shas v'sosam, let's say the next month, the first time she sees that month, is the third day the way she's supposed to, then it could be everybody agrees, my delay, that even the Rabbanim would agree to Rab Dyson, she's only tome from that time on and not from before. And if so, it's very good, u'masnitsa v'shas v'sosam, that our Mishnah goes according to everybody, and the Mishnah of v'shas v'sosam, if she sees Damna the next month, the third day of the month, the day she's supposed to see it, so we say the Dam first comes out now, not from before. And therefore, the Divrei HaKol goes according to everybody. So Mera says, what do you want to say now? Michlal, to Reb Deis himself, he says, the Chiddush Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Vestos means, afilu shlei b'shas v'sosa. That even if she, an Isha that does have a vest, mean usually she only sees the third day of the month. So this month, she saw the 10th day of the month, Reb Deis would still hold, she's not Tamil Lamafreya, she's only Tamil from then onwards. And the Svara would be, that since usually she doesn't see, that's the basis of Svara. That all other days, not on the Yom HaVest, it's like she doesn't have Dam. So if she does see on a different day than the Vest, he also says Daishasa. She's only coming from then and not from before. So Mor says, if so, Man Tana Laho, who learned this price? Tell me about wrote the price like this. It says, Isha Sheyesh Lavesis. An Isha that has a Vest, Kavua like, so Ksoma Tomei. If she sees the Kesem, even the day of the Vest, the Kesem, the spot of Dan she finds on the Beged, is Tamil Mafreya. She is Tamil Kesem, is worse, she's Tamil Mafreya. It says the reason why, but even though this Isha has a Veset, still, Shimtira Shleba Shasvasosa, if she would not find the Kesem, not a spot on the pins, but she would find rather she see Dam, Shleba Shasvasosa, is the Tamil Miesle, she would be Tamil Miesle backwards. If so, Luchura, name a Rabbanhi for Le Reb Doisa. Like here it's Mashmo, that the reason why the Kestim is Tamil Mafreya is because even though Zisha has a Veset, but it's possible for when she sees the Dam also to be Tamil Mafreya. And what is that? If she sees the Dam, Shalei Bishas Vesosa. So, Chudas Bryce holds that even though she sees it on the day of the Vest, she's not Tamil Mafraya. But now that she sees Shalai B'Shas Mesosa, she's Tamil Mafraya. So who does this price go like? The Chura name, let's say Rabbanan Hi, V'loi Rab Daisa, not like Rab Daisa. Because we want to say according to Rab Daisa, even she sees before, she's not Tamil. So Mara says no. I tell you that Afilu Tamir, even want to say goes according to Rab Daisa, Afilu Tamir Rab Daisa. It's like this. At kan loy pligi Rab Daisa lad Rabbanan, when Rab Daisa lad Rabbanan, Ela B'Shas Mesosa. Maybe the Rabbanan only argue on Rab Daisa if they see B'Shas Mesosa, then it does not go back. Right. That's going to say it doesn't go back, I'm afraid. Avoshle b'shas v'sasa could be moidalu. It could even Reb Dice agree that no, that if she sees shle b'shas v'sasa, then it does go back l'mafreya, even according to Reb Dice. If so, Maslif now Mishnah comes out b'shas v'sasa Reb Dice. So we play it back and forth. We don't know who really the pshan, who the town of our Mishnah is and who the town of his Dice is. In our Mishnah, we want to say that the Rabbanan also agree. But now, when you have this Braisa, maybe no. Maybe they both agree to the Braisa. And the only Machlokes is then B'Shas Mesosa. And then our Mishnah is not like, then our Mishnah is not like Rabbanan, only Rabbanan. But the Mishnah says, no, Braisa.